there has been quite a build-up over the weekend, and right now we have several aircraft, fighter aircraft based in Chad, in N'Djamena Air Base. So we have 4 Rafales, 6 Mirage 2000Ds, and 2 Mirage F1CR, and along with 5 tanker aircraft, which are now based in Chad.
What's new here? Are there any new French products, French military products being tested out here?
Well, I'm not sure you could say that they are tested, but that's the first time that the Rafale is deployed in Africa for an operational mission. So that would be a first, I guess.
What else is likely to be deployed in this operation?
Well, we'll have to wait until we have more details about what the politics want to do next with the operation, because right now with the aircraft that are already deployed, they might be sufficient to conduct the missions we're looking at right now. We also have helicopters based in Burkina Faso, much closer to Mali, which are also helping with the current operations.
How can we characterize this operation strategically?
I guess we could say it's a medium-intensity operation right now, because there have been quite a lot of aircraft involved so far. It's about 12 aircraft that have been directly involved in those operations. It's an important mission, and it's also intensive in terms of the assets required, especially in terms of logistics and refueling capabilities that are required to conduct those missions, because it's quite a stretch between Chad, and so the main operating airbase for the fighter aircraft, and Mali, which is the main theater of operation.
What is the contribution of French allies?
Well, so far the UK has been assisting with transport aircraft. The UK has agreed to assist the French Air Force with 2 of its C-17 strategic transport aircraft to carry personnel and equipment to the African theatre.
And the Americans?
I'm not sure there's an official declaration yet about what the US is willing to contribute with. The French Ministry of Defense has indicated that they're looking at securing a cooperation agreement with the US with regards to tanker aircraft and also logistics. But we don't know exactly what kind of assets will be directly involved in this.
Given the French involvement in this intervention in northern Mali, would you describe it as an African-led operation?
Well, so far, I think what we're looking at is an operation that has been started because there was a call for help that has been given by the Malian government on Friday or Thursday, I can't remember the exact day. So I think French military is now operating within that mandate that it had from the Malian government, also from the UN, and also from other African countries.
What do you think is the likely cost of this operation to the French taxpayer?
Couldn't comment on that. It's way too early to say, I guess.